And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, Eugene.
Oh, greetings, Miss Parker.
Camilla. What are you doing?
Doing?
You're just standing here in the middle of the park.
Oh, on the contrary. I'm not merely standing here. I am basking in the glory of an exquisite day. And it appears as if all of creation is enjoying it as much as I am. Behold, an American robin feeding her young. And a western meadowlark. If only I had my binoculars.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll see you later.
Oh, my. A mourning dove. How sad the gentle cry of this beloved peaceful bird. Sweet dove.
Eugene, I don't think it wants you to...
Yes, I hear your plaintive cry.
Wow!
Wow! I've never seen a bird do that before. It's like it was aiming straight for your head.
That was extremely odd.
Look out! Here it comes again!
Well, there must be some... mistake! Doves are supposed to be peaceful. Miss Parker, take cover. I've never tried outrunning a bird before.
I guess nature was enjoying the day for different reasons than he was.
Hi, Camilla.
Hi, Susie.
What's Eugene doing in that bush?
Oh, he was being attacked by a dove.
That's weird.
So, who's this?
My new puppy.
He's yours? You got a puppy? Oh, he's so cute. What's his name?
He's Spats.
Hi, Spats. Aw, he's beautiful.
You should get one. The Flanagan family has a whole litter. They're giving them away to good families.
Really? Oh, I'd love to get a dog. I'll ask my parents.
Do you really think they'll let you have one?
Why not?
Why not? Where do I even begin to answer that question? First and foremost, it's a bad idea.
Why? Lots of people have dogs.
Oh, that's right, Camilla. Lots of people have all kinds of pets. But you've obviously forgotten the Parker family history.
What history?
Let me recall it for you. But before I do, let's make sure the whole family is present for this. Matthew?
Yeah, Dad?
Come here, please. Olivia?
Yeah? Is it time for dinner?
No. Family meeting. Gather around. Ava, can you hear all right?
I'm good. Just let me get this out of the oven.
Sure. Okay, I'm reminding Camilla about pets. Olivia, you had that hamster. What was his name?
Oh, Mr. Cheeks.
Mr. Cheeks. And what happened to him?
Matthew killed him.
No. I did not.
Yes, you did. You hooked up his spinning wheel to power that reading lamp next to your bed.
And it worked. I got an A on that for my science project.
Yeah, and Mr. Cheeks died from exhaustion.
That's not true. It's an urban legend.
Then how did he die?
He had a heart attack from all those little chocolate candies you kept feeding him.
Did not.
Too much cholesterol.
Okay, the point is, he died. Probably of unnatural causes.
Okay, so that's one case.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's another. The rabbit. What was his name?
Whiteout.
Mm-hmm, and what became of him?
He escaped from his cage.
And?
Olivia left the refrigerator door open.
You do not know that I left the door open.
But you did.
Well, somebody did. Somebody did, and then what happened?
Whiteout climbed in to get something to eat.
Right, and the door closed, and?
He caught a cold.
He was in there for 4 hours. It was more than a cold.
Yeah, but that was a fluke accident.
Yeah.
Right, and your mother made me buy a new refrigerator.
Yeah, I wasn't going to eat any of that food after a rabbit had been sniffing around in it.
They're rodents, and he turned out to be a dead rodent right in the middle of my Caesar salad.
Ew.
Oh, and who here remembers the goldfish?
Oh, Spanky and Lester.
Dead within 6 weeks. Oh, and that turtle.
Pokey!
Mm-hmm, his demise?
Drowned in the bathtub.
Hey, at least Mom didn't make you buy a new bathtub.
And then there was that frog.
Pickles! That wasn't my fault. Mom sat on him.
Well, what was he doing loose and on the kitchen chair? You called us all for dinner. He thought he was part of the family.
I am not taking blame for that frog.
Oh, no, this isn't about blame. The point is that this family and pets of any kind are a bad mix. I'm amazed the SPCA hasn't gotten a restraining order on us.
But that's not fair.
Yeah.
For us or for the poor creatures who've died at our hands?
But those pets belong to everyone else. I'll take care of my pet.
Pet? What pet?
No. I want to get a puppy.
Oh. We're getting a puppy? Cool.
No, we are not getting a puppy.
What kind is it? A Labrador.
No.
Oh, they're so cute.
Okay, don't get yourself so worked up. We are not getting a dog.
But it's
That's not fair.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but as your father just pointed out, we're a bad mix. I won't be responsible for the demise of another animal.
And I don't think you're old enough to take responsibility for a puppy.
Yes, I am.
I know how this works. When you get tired of taking care of it, I'll be the one stuck with it.
Aww.
All right, everyone. Dinner's ready.
Yay!
Let's eat.
Oh, this looks delicious.
Did you wash your hands?
Can you pass the rice?
What's for dessert?
Rice pudding.
Yes.
Okay, let's pray.
Dad, can I say grace?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Camilla.
Dear God, thank you for this meal. Thank you for our family, and please take away our family curse and help me to be more responsible so I can get a puppy. Amen.
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 Camilla?
Yes, Dad.
Sweetie, we're not cursed.
Then I can get a dog?
No.
Then how about this? If I can prove I'm responsible, can I get one?
Let's just drop it for now, okay?
Okay. For now.
Let's eat.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's eat. Make sure you cut your chicken.
Come on, Matthew. Wait till you see Susie's puppy.
All right, I'm coming. I don't think they're gonna go away if we're 5 minutes late.
Hurry! Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like a baby bird.
Hey, look! It is a baby bird!
It must have fallen out of a nest. But what nest?
I don't see one. There isn't even a tree near here. You suppose he's an orphan?
I'm not sure. He looks too young to be learning to fly.
Well, we can't just leave him here. What are we going to do?
Beats me. We're closest to Wit's End. Mr. Whitaker will know what to do.